I invite you to lie down in a comfortable space with a pillow under your head, on your back. Feel your ankles. Feel your toes. Start with your right toe, your big toe. Relax. Now the arch of your foot and your heel, your calf and your shin, your knee, your thighs, all the way around your hip, low back, your belly. Take a nice deep breath. Feel your belly raise in the air and fall as you exhale. Let's do this a few times. Keep going. Nice deep breaths. Feel that belly pop up way in the air. Fill it, fill it, fill it with air. And then let it out. A few more times. You should feel your torso really relax. And the breath melting up and down. Now relax your ribs and your breast, your chest, and your right fingers, and your hand, your wrist, your forearm, and your elbow, your upper arm, and your shoulder, your neck, the base of your skull, and now your left side, your left shoulder, your upper arm, your elbow, your forearm, and wrist, hand, and fingers. Back to your chest. And down your rib, low back, hip, your thighs, your left knee, your calf, and shin, your ankle, heel, and the arch of your foot, your big toe. All your little toes. Now bring your feet together, ankles on the surface, floor or bed, and pull them up toward you. Heels together, balls of your feet together, and your toes touching each other. And bring them up as far as you can comfortably, so that your knees are out, your legs are sort of open, wherever's comfortable. Another deep breath. In through the nose and out through the mouth. Again. Now let's touch. As best as you can reach, your left thigh, as far as you can toward your knee, without being uncomfortable, place your hand. Feel the warmth of your leg or the warmth of your hand touching each other. Take a deep breath. How does it feel to touch your leg? How does it feel for your leg to touch your hand? Now, clockwise, move your fingers around your leg, making a circle stay in place a few times, and then move up, making a circle up your thigh. And now back down. What might feel even better? Drag your fingers up your thigh toward your hip. Maybe the outer thigh toward the surface where your leg touches the bed or the ground. Or maybe move in toward the inner thigh where your leg is exposed to the air. Back and forth, up and down. Again, try around and around. Go counterclockwise this time. How does that feel on your thigh? How does it make your fingers feel? Do they feel like they're moving in a new way? Is it loosening up any stiffness? How's your shoulder? Relax. Are you making it stiff when you make your motions? Or are you remaining relaxed? Now zigzag. How does that feel? Back and forth. Inner, outer, upper. How about the pressure? Do you like it more firm or lighter? Do you want to tickle yourself and go really light? What about goosebumps? Can you give yourself goosebumps? Now what about your bum? Is it relaxed? Go slow or fast. What feels the best? Now bring it all the way up across your hip and your low belly. And come up by your rib, right to the middle of your chest, between your breasts, or on your sternum. Make a circle, round and round. Clockwise, counterclockwise, and then back down over your belly, over your hip bone, back down your thigh, and now tuck your hand just under and rest. Take a deep breath. Are you still comfortable with your heels together? Are your hips ready to go together? Let's bring your feet back down, away from you. Point your toes away and up in the air. You can flex your thighs a little, or calves a little, I meant to say. And a deep breath. How about again? Bring your feet together, your heels to the surface. Sorry, your ankles to the surface, your heels together. And bring them up again, wherever it's comfortable. Your knees are out, legs open, so that you can reach your thigh. Now the right side. Again, counterclockwise. As far as you can reach above your knee, around and around. How does that feel? More pressure? Less pressure? What would feel the absolute making circles all the way up? And now clockwise, down the upper thigh, the outer thigh, the inner thigh. Trying different pressures. And as you get to the top, would it feel good to spread your fingers and bring them all the way to the top? And then back down. Now try the back and forth. Outer thigh to back and forth. Which feels better, your fingers or your thigh? Light. Or firm. Deep breath. And now pull your fingers all the way up over your hip bone, your low belly, your upper belly, your rib, and again between your breasts or on your sternum. And make a circle, round and round. Deep breath. And back down your rib, your belly, over your hip bone, your upper thigh. Now tuck your hand underneath. Where's your left hand? Is your right shoulder relaxed? Are your toes still together? How's your neck? Is it relaxed? Your back? Now let's bring both of your hands up and rest them on your hip bones. Are your legs ready to stretch? Slowly bring your feet down, stretching your legs out straight, legs together, toes pointed down. Flex them up and down. Feel your calves. Feel your hips relax. Your bum relax. How does it feel to have your hands on your hip bones? Which part of your hands is touching your hip bones? And where are your fingers exactly? Is your palm touching your hip bones? Is it your fingertips? What might feel better? Are your arms relaxed? Are your elbows touching the surface, the bed? Your forearms are in the air. There's a bridge between your elbows and your hips. Do your hands feel stiff or are they relaxed? Now slowly bring your hands up to your low belly and interlock your fingers as if you're holding hands. Deep breath. Feel the rise and fall of your belly as your hands are just above it, with fingers interlocked. Now slowly unlock your fingers. Drag them over that soft, fleshy part in between, down across your belly, over your hip bones, down the sides of your hips. What do you feel compelled to do? A zigzag with your fingertips, maybe your nails. Do you feel compelled to make circles? Does it feel delicious, strange, new? Stay there. Find something. It feels good. Maybe the pads of your fingers. Maybe just one finger at a time. Up and down your hips. Up to your hip bone, down towards your bum. Up to your hip bone, down towards your bum. Up to your belly. Both hands. To the belly button. Down toward the bed. Down towards your hips and your low belly. Change the pressure. Change the direction. Maybe the back of your hand. One hand at a time or two at a time. Which feels good? What could feel even better? Bring the back of your hands down to your sides, resting against your hips. Tuck your thumbs under so that you can almost feel your bum. Move your thumbs back and forth. Now drag them up toward your waist, just under the surface. Deep breath. Now you have your hands tucked where your thumbs are just touching your ribs underneath, your fingers toward your waist, almost as if you have wings. Now using the back, your hands slowly come in toward your ribs, fingers touching back toward your belly button, hands laid flat on your upper belly. Take some deep breaths. Really feel the rise and the fall of your belly. As you take some deep, deep breaths, feel that beautiful belly. It always works so hard for you. Digesting your food, rising and falling as you breathe, carrying you around the world. Say thank you, belly. This might feel uncomfortable for you. You might have feelings about your belly. It's okay. Feel the discomfort. Right now, your job is to stay connected to your belly, no matter what your feeling is toward it. Thank you, belly. Now, bring your right hand over your left. Your fingers pointing down. Place your left hand directly over your belly button. Bring your right fingers over your left fingers, tracing over them very lightly. Can you make your left fingers really ticklish? And how about between your fingers? Feel how soft they are. Is that left hand completely relaxed? Can you make it so with your right hand? Can you make it so with your right shoulder relaxed? Your elbow touching the bed or the surface? How relaxed are your shoulders? Can they be even more relaxed as you bring your right hand, your right fingers over your left fingers, and your right hand over your left hand? And now about your middle finger, your right middle finger. Trace it around and around your left wrist, that little bone that rests to the outside, around and around. Are you going clockwise or counterclockwise? Now switch. Go the other way. And bring your fingers back down over your fingers, maybe from a different direction. Can you feel your forearm over your belly? Or is it in the air? You feel it lightly touching your side as you bring your right fingers down over your left fingers? Is your right underarm touching your side? Do you want it to? Now, work your way up. Bring your right fingers up your left arm. Go up towards your elbow and then stop. Feel the warmth of your hand touching your arm. Take some deep breaths. Is your right shoulder still relaxed as you touch your left arm? Now bring your fingers back down toward your wrist and then back up again. Which type of pressure feels the best? Where is your awareness? Is it more in your arm or more in your fingers? Which gives you the most pleasure? Which way does your arm long to be touched? Long, round caressing? More up and down? Slow or fast? With your nails? Or the pads of your fingers? Really light and tickly? Or a bit more firm? Whichever it might be, do that which gives you the most pleasure. Is your right shoulder still relaxed? Or is it getting a bit tired?
Rest. Rest with your right hand on your left. Breathe into that right shoulder as it relaxes. Slowly shift your left hand out from under your right so that your right hand lands on your belly button. And now your left hand over your right. Your left fingers slowly caressing your right fingers. Or maybe you want to pick up the speed. Can you make your right hand ticklish with your left? You feel that really soft part of your inner fingers with your left hand? Is your left arm touching your left side? Do you feel your elbow touching the bed? Is your left shoulder still relaxed? Now bring your fingers up over your hand and maybe change directions. Light touch or more firm? Which feels the best? And now bring your middle finger around your wrist, that little bone, around and around. Are you going clockwise or counterclockwise? Which way feels the best? Deep breath, or two or three deep breaths. Now bring your fingers up your arm, just below your elbow, and rest. Feel the warmth of your hand touching your arm. Another deep breath. What's your favorite? The way your arm feels against your hand? Or the way your hand feels against your arm? Where's your thumb? Is it touching that meaty part on the inside of your arm just above your elbow? Or is it in the crevice of your elbow? Or lower? Deep breath. Now bringing your fingers down your arm and back up. Do you desire a scratchy sensation? A tickly sensation? Or the pads of your fingers? Or maybe you want to feel the palm of your hand caressing your arm up and down, back and forth, long circles, inner and outer arm, upper, outer, lower. Can you continue with your left shoulder still relaxed? Now place your left hand over your right and relax. Feel the warmth of your left hand touching your right. Where are your left fingers? Do you feel them on your belly? Are they on your right wrist? Or are they pointed down over your right fingers? Which makes you feel the most relaxed? Where are your thumbs? Now bring your palms together, elbows touching the bed. One thumb touching your belly, the other thumb in the air. Deep breath. Where are your fingers? Are they touching your inner wrists? Whichever one is in the air? Whichever hand can twirl its fingers around that soft part of your wrist? Do that thing. And raise that arm in the air a little. And then the other, so that your arms are up above you, not touching your belly. And you can reach both inner wrists as you go down towards your elbow on the arm that is touching the bed. You can also go up your arm that is in the air. Feel that really soft part of your arm. And now place. Let's go with your left arm. Place it down on the bed. As your right arm still touches the inner part. And now your inner elbow. Left arm on the bed. Right arm making circles on the inner elbow of the left. And now your upper arm and your shoulder and your collarbone, bringing your hand across over your chest, back and forth, across from your shoulder to your heart, shoulder to your heart. What kind of pressure feels good to you? Do you want your palm completely dragging across your chest? Do you want your pads of your fingers, or your fingertips, or your nails? Where is that area asking you to give attention? Is it right along your collarbone? Is it where your arm connects to your body? So your upper arm, down to your elbow, and back up again. Go where your body is asking you to go. Do you have any tension in your body? Take a moment while you are giving your chest or your shoulder pleasure. Can you simultaneously check to see if there's tension anywhere in your body? And can you relax it at the same time? And now bring your right hand back to your sternum. Take a deep breath. And feel your chest fall as you exhale. Wiggle your left fingers, your right hand still on your chest. Bring your left hand up over your right hand. Is your right shoulder relaxed? Can it be more relaxed? Let it rest. Feel the warmth of your left hand over your right. And now start caressing your right hand. And as you bring that left hand down and over your arm, raise your right hand in the air and bring it down to the bed at your side. And now with your left hand, caress your inner elbow around and around. Which way are you going? Clockwise or counterclockwise? Switch it up. Now drag your fingers up your arm to touch your shoulder, and then go back down again. Your outer arm right along the surface of the bed, up and down, back and forth, long circles with your fingertips. Or maybe a slow drag with the pads of your fingers. You decide what feels delicious to you. Now bring your fingers up over your shoulder and along your collarbone. Down onto your chest a little more. What do you prefer? The palm of your hand dragging inward on your chest. Heavy and out away. Your fingertips lightly caressing your collarbone, or your nails just lightly scratching up and down, back and forth, circular. How slow can you go? What is your body asking for? Is your neck relaxed? Your low back? your legs. Do your legs feel one with the surface now? And can you think about them at the same time as you continue giving your chest love? How does your left shoulder feel? And your left wrist? Are they getting tired? Rest. Place your left hand down on your sternum and take a deep breath. Feel your chest fall as you exhale. How does it feel to feel yourself breathing from the outside? There's no place to be but here, in your body, feeling it relax. What's next? Bring your right hand up and place it on your belly. Left hand on your chest, right hand on your belly. Don't force your breath, but just feel yourself breathe. Natural rise and lower of your breath. Does your bum feel like it is one with the surface? Is your head melted into the pillow? And what about your jaw, your eyes, and your forehead? Are they all relaxed? Drag your left hand up over your chest, your collarbone, and the back of your hand. Turn your left side of your face to meet your hand. You feel your cheek on the back of your hand. Bring your fingers up the side of your face very softly and put your fingers in your hair or against your scalp with your arms still down on the surface, as relaxed as can be. Just rest your hand on your head with your head tilted to the side as much as is comfortable. What movement does your scalp want to feel? Does your forehead long to be touched? Go where your head asks you to go. Maybe it's with a few fingers up and down your forehead, back and forth across your forehead, into your scalp, with as much or as little pressure as feels delicious. Does your cheek want your back of your hands and your fingers to caress it more? Do you want to play with your hair? Feel it moving through your fingers. Is your left shoulder still relaxed as you give your head pleasure? Which feels better right now, your fingers or your head? Are you still feeling the rise and the fall of your belly as you breathe under your right hand? Rest your left arm on the bed while your hand is still touching your head. And instead of moving your arm, move your head. Move your head toward your arm in a way that feels good, so that your arm can relax and your head does a little moving. And now bring your fingers back down the side of your face and onto your chest again. Go across, place your hand on your sternum or between your breasts. Deep breath. And turn your head to the right, bringing your right hand up, maybe over your chest or up your side. Again, so that the back of your hand or the back of your fingers fall into your cheek, or your cheek falls into your hand. Feel the warmth of them touching each other. How relaxed is your jaw How relaxed is your forehead? Now again, drag your hand up. Maybe you want to place your palm on your forehead. Feel its warmth. Continue to feel your breath as you give your head the pleasure it asks for. Do you want to raise your arm up off of the bed and put your fingers on your scalp? Perhaps you want to have your head turned all the way to the side with your arm resting on the bed. You can drag your fingers over the bridge of your nose, up and down your forehead, the back of your fingers, or your fingertips at the pads. Maybe rest your arm and rest your right shoulder as you move your head into your hand. Can you go slower? Can you be lighter? Do whatever feels the absolute best in your body. Is your left hand still on your chest? Does it like being there? Now again, bring your right hand back down your face so that the back of your hand or the back of your fingers are resting on your cheek, and back down over your chest, resting your right hand over your left. Are your thumbs touching each other? Feel your breath, just your natural rhythm of breathing. Is your head back in a natural position? Maybe it's to one side or the other. Do you feel centered where your limbs are? Or do you need to shift to be completely relaxed, feeling all of your body? Is there any place that is not comfortable? How could that place become more comfortable? Where does it need rest? Do you feel the warmth of your left hand touching your chest? Do they feel at one?
Now, how about your right hand? Bring it up to meet your left. And as I prepare to leave you, ask yourself, what else does my body need? Can you give your body gratitude?